Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Chicago reached a disturbing milestone a few days ago. 1,000 victims of gun violence so far this year. Who picks up a gun and why in Chicago? That's a question that our friends at WBEZ are asking in their new series. It's called Every Other Hour. That's how often someone's been shot in Chicago over the last 15 months. In this next story, 19-year-old Jaime recounts how he first got involved in gang violence in Chicago and how at age 15, he was involved in his first gang shooting. Today, he lives with his mom in Pilsen, and he works as a busboy. Here, Jaime explains how he went from being a middle school stoner to a gang shooter, and there is some strong language here.
At first, I wasn't gonna bang, to be honest. I remember exactly how it happened. On Friday night, we all got drunk. I was like, what, 13 or so? And then I came home late, so like at 3, my mom, she was so mad. Like, she did not want me to go out Saturday night. That night, all my friends ended up, like, my closest friends, the people I grew up with since I was 3 years old, they all turned the same gang. So I was just like, damn. Unless, you know, on Monday, I ended up turning out. Because going to her school, the Ambrose were messing with me. And my boy Shady and my boy Darkness were like, bro, what they think you might as well turn. And like in my head, I was like, why not? So I just ended up turning out. I got my violation. I took it like a champ. I was in the basketball court and my ops came into the park. And then I seen a dude up a gun. And then the other guy had a gun. So it's like, I had two guns just pointed at me. And then they're all like, let's smoke them already. Let's smoke them. So I dip. So as soon as I started dipping, like literally in like 3 seconds, they just started firing. Doom, 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 doom. Like nonstop. After all that happened, it turns out a girl got shot an inch away from her heart. I caught the guy like a month later driving in my neighborhood. So I flagged him and he jumped out. I was so mad that he almost killed me, and I was so mad that he shot a girl, so it's like, she didn't deserve to get shot, and I deserve to get shot, so it's like, my time is my time, so I just ran up on him, and we just started fighting there, bro, but it got to the point where, like, I couldn't stop, like, he ended up on the floor, and I just kept stomping on him, and like, he got up, and then he just fell out. Like, he just fell out, bro. And, like, there was so much blood on the floor, bro. Yeah, I was 15 when I first shot my first gun. And that's how I earned my nickname, Trigger. That's why, like, at first they were gonna call me Trippy because, bro, I used to stay high, bro. Like, high, bro. Like, I used to probably smoke, like, 80 a day. But, yeah, they were gonna call me Trippy. And then after that, one of my old school, seeing how I was shooting, he's like, you're a shooter, bro. Like, you got it in you, bro. Like, you got that aim. It was Memorial Day too, bro. That's all I'm gonna say, Memorial Day. And that day, bro, like, somebody, like, the OGs wanted one of the shorties to go handle business. Nobody wanted to do it. They're like, you do it. I was like, man, I'll do it. Like, I want to do it. Come on, let's go. So they gave me the pole, and I took one of my homies with me. I was like, come on, let's walk. Bro, I had a 357, bro. I never seen a gun that big, bro. Freaking handgun. I was like, what the f***, dude? This the size of my thigh, bro. I didn't know what to do with it. I was like, I'm going to break my f***ing wrist. But I still shot it, bro. And, like, at first, I did it one-handed, knocked my wrist back. And then I went two-handed, bro. I was chasing him down the block. And then, like, we're going back to the hood, and, like, I'm over here just laughing, you know, like. And then they pulled up on us, bro, and, bro, they let off, like, I don't know, like, 8 shots on us. Just doom, 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 doom. So I still had one more shot. I just said, boom, and then I just hear the whole car. It's so loud. It sounds like a freaking bomb or something. At first, in the beginning, it was like, I don't know, it was an adrenaline rush, like, I'd be so blind at the fact that I was getting sent off, you know? I was a walking send-off, bro. Like, they'll send me and shorties off because they didn't want to do it themselves, but they still want people to get shot. It's like, at the end of the, like, think about it like this, like, all right, the neighborhood's a big house, bro, and there's a mom, and then you have a bunch of brothers, and each gang's a brother, you know? Each gang wants to be the man of the house. They want to be the man of the street. They want to be in charge. So the OGs send the shorties out to show them, like, don't f*** with us, you know what I'm saying? Like, we run. And at first it was working, bro. Like, we only had two OGs. The rest were 15-year-olds. In the beginning, I had to ask for them, like, oh, can I hold it? But it got to a point where they're like, here, just hold this one. Keep this on you at all times. So I kept it on me. Bro, it was so beautiful, bro. Like, the barrel, all that was, like, charcoal gray, bro. I fell in love with that gun, bro. Like, I mean, I do feel bad for, like, certain people and the things I've done, you know, because, like, you know, my mentor told me, he's like, bro, think about the mothers, you know, think about the fathers, think about brothers, sisters, kids, bro. You don't know what that person had, and you just took that from them. This is the way I tell people. When people ask me, why do people gang bang? It's like, think about it like this. Police, school, and just basically society does not accept certain people. You know what I'm saying? They choose who they want. Gangs don't do that. They accept anybody, bro. Anybody. It don't matter if you're geeky or something. They're going to accept you, bro. That's the thing. A lot of people don't know how to do that. They don't know how to accept people. They don't know how to bring them in with open arms, you know? Everybody wants to just choose their own circle. Like, nah, gangs, they accept anybody, bro. It don't matter, you know what I'm saying? You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome to come home, bro.
Jaime spoke with WBEZ's Patrick Smith for this story. Tomorrow, we'll bring you one more story from their series. This one comes from Alex, who is currently awaiting trial for a gang shooting he was involved in back in November. That's tomorrow, here on The Takeaway. And we've been hearing from you about your own experiences with gun violence and how it's touched your life.
My name is Deion McGill. I'm coming from the West Loop. As a teacher, I taught in the south side of the city. Gun violence was a constant threat. A former student of mine and his brother were shot and killed last year. Another former student of mine shot and killed himself. My cousin's son was actually shot and killed in July of 2015 in a drive-by shooting. And I actually now work teaching gun violence prevention advocacy in schools. And it's a kind of a constant parade of shock, sadness, and sometimes sorrow. And, you know, as an educator, I often find myself wondering when the other shoe is going to drop and if some of the kids, you know, that you get to know and connect with will be hurt or even worse. I think we as Chicagoans, we've got to do more to deal with this problem. Thank you.